The National Health Service Corps is a federal program that enables medical students to work in underserved communities by helping to pay for their education. It's been around for more than 45 years. Right now, Congress has not renewed the program and funding runs out next month. Dr. Ithne Barton is a Reno-based primary care provider with Community Health Alliance, which serves low-income families. She shares her story with our reporter, Ann Gray.
I ended up going to medical school as a later, an older student, and so I had gone to my 10-year college reunion prior to entering medical school. So I was about 10 years older than everyone else, and so when I was going through the application process, I very much knew that I wanted to do primary care and that I probably was going to be drawn to working with the underserved. I had heard about this program, National Health Service, and I applied prior to entering medical school, and then I found out in the beginning of my first year that I was going to get the scholarship program that was going to allow me to practice the medicine that I wanted to practice without worrying about financial repercussions or being in debt to do so. So it's been long enough where I don't remember the exact details, but I can tell you that my husband, who went to medical school, ended up with $250,000 in debt. So my compadres in medical school ended up with $250,000 in debt. I had probably less than 10% of the debt of some of my peers. The pressures to enter specialty care where you can make more money are, I think that's palpable. I think if you remove that burden, people would potentially choose primary care more often because primary care has so many wonderful aspects and the relationships that you have. I've been here for almost 7 years now, and just the other day I saw a six-year-old who I met as a baby, and so I have this wonderful relationship with his family, and I wouldn't trade that for the world. And not to say that other specialists don't have that same relationship, but we like to say in family medicine it's from the cradle to the grave because we follow you all the way through. Working in a field like this is a vocation. You either love it or you don't. And so I think in part it's a calling of sorts to work with the underserved. There are lots of different barriers to the care delivery, both psychosocial for patients, but also financial. But the joys of working with this population is there are so many great stories I have about the reasons that I do what I do or that make me feel good about what I do. And I think the relationship that I've established here with my patients, I don't foresee ever being able to really leave them.